Talk Live, 855-453.
The SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. FreeTalkLive.com is completely free and all kinds of things there for you, including archives and the ability to archives going back to 2006. It's at archives.freetalklive.com. And the ability to, you know, put news and stories and things up on the front page of the website. People can interact with them, vote them up, vote them down. It's up to you what you'd like to do. Free Talk Live. Let's go into the calls. Chris in Indiana. Chris?
Hey.
What's going on?
Hey, I noticed, like, I don't know how long ago it was, but I think it was Gene, the Christian anarchist, called in about the air races in Nevada.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was a plane that crashed there and, like, crashed into a crowd.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. It just happened.
Yeah. So, I just want to let you know.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's one thing that one looks for in air races, you know. I mean, that crashes are going to occur in any kind of race, and it's sad. I mean, did they say how many people were dead?
Well, they don't know yet, but it crashed into the crowd. I mean,
that can't be good, right?
No, man, no. It was a P-51 Mustang, and the video is not really that good. Like, I don't know. They didn't get a good shot of it, but
It's a grainy P-51 flying into a crowd of people.
Well, they didn't get the actual crash. It just got, like, the smoke that came off of it. You know, and then people were, like, all moving around and all excited and everything like that.
I've been to the air races in Reno, Nevada before. And, you know, they have these stadiums. And even if you saw, and you're sitting in them in stadium seating, even if you saw the plane coming toward you, there's really nowhere to go.
Well, yeah, I've been at races too. Where are you gonna go if the car comes flying through the fence there?
I think we need a law. I think that we need to restrict the air races. I think that we need to have make it illegal to have them.
No racing.
We need to protect people.
So no running by the pool,
kids. Drudge headline, drudgereport.com says that more than 75 people were injured, 25 of them critically.
Wow.
A horrific scene of bodies and wreckage.
How bad.
So I think it sounds awful, and I hope everybody's well. I hope the damage isn't as widespread as is reported, but who knows.
I hope it's not Gene.
Yeah.
Chris, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. 855-450-FREE. Shocking, you know. I guess these things are going to happen. I don't know what to say about it. Let's go to the story that I've got. So people are always telling you all the big scare tactics about terrorists and getting nuclear weapons, and they'll always bring up, I think it was in the mid-90s, the suitcase nukes were talked about, these Russian suitcase nukes, which have never shown up, mind you. We're talking, I think, 20 years of fear surrounding these Russian suitcase nukes, and not one of them has ever been found. Clearly, the accounting measures behind them weren't that great, but apparently the accounting measures in the United States aren't so hot either. From RawStory.com, U.S. unable to account for 16,000 kilograms of exported enriched uranium. This is a lot of enriched uranium, more than you need for several ICBMs, I would guess.
Now, uranium, yellow cake uranium specifically, isn't that why forces were sent into Iraq to look for these weapons of mass destruction?
Yep.
And you're telling me that the United States government has lost uranium?
A lot of uranium, far more than the Iraq could ever have gotten. The United States could only account for 11,060 out of 17,500 kilograms of highly enriched uranium. That's HEU for those in the know. That's the weapons usable nuclear material exported to 27 countries in response to a 1992 congressional mandate. According to the Government Accountability Office, if there was a government agency that I like, it would be the Government Accountability Office. I would like to have a T-shirt of theirs. The world today is dramatically different than it was when most U.S. nuclear cooperation agreements were negotiated, the report said. Many new threats have emerged, and nuclear proliferation risks have increased significantly. Another disquieting revelation, the GAO pointed out that in the 55 visits from 1994 through 2010, U.S. teams found that Countries who received nuclear components met international security guidelines only about 50% of the time. The agencies have not systematically visited countries believed to be holding the highest proliferation risk quantities of U.S. nuclear material, or systematically revisited facilities not meeting international physical security guidelines in a timely manner. But all these war, these chicken hawks out there are ready to invade Iran because they believe, with no evidence whatsoever, believe that Iran is enriching uranium. The United States has lost more nuclear material than Iran could possibly produce, and they want to invade Iran.
Could you explain something to me about uranium? Because I haven't really...
You're asking me?
Well, so uranium occurs in most rocks. It's a heavy metal. It's actually the isotope uranium-235, which can be used in... I kind of wonder,
just to stop here for a second, you know, they've gone from the silver cards to the gold cards on up to the platinum cards. Why don't they have the uranium-235 card and then make it out of, like, that glow-in-the-dark material so that, like, at the nightclub, it'll really
be
stand
like
out?
Like a Black American Express, yeah. Only, like, electrifying.
All right, that'd be cool.
So does anyone, when they talk about enriched uranium, are they saying that this is the isotope that's extracted from... heavy metal, or...
I know that there's something... Right.
I'm an idiot about this. If someone could call in and clue me in, I'd appreciate it.
All I can say is they do something to the uranium to make it more nuclear stuff. Nuclear-like.
Yeah, it says here, uranium is a radioactive heavy metal. It's an abundant source of nuclear energy, and yeah.
So. Yeah, and...
But it's the isotope, uranium-235.
This is the highly enriched uranium, the HEO.
As opposed to the lowly enriched?
Right. Well, the normal uranium.
Yeah, this has been weaponized, right?
Right. This is the weaponized uranium. Yeah. This is the stuff. This is the yellow cake. This is the stuff that they were so worried about in Iraq and went in and killed between 100,000 and a million people, depending on who you ask.
Well, for the listeners who think this might be an isolated incident with the government losing thing, there was Operation Fast and Furious, where they sent 2,000 guns over to the Mexican border, which have been used in 179 crime scenes in Mexico. So it'll be interesting to see if this uranium pops up anywhere. I hope not.
I hope not, too. You know, it's funny, they've always been blaming Russia all along for these suitcase nukes. Well, now it's the United States that's the villain. Without an accurate inventory of U.S. nuclear materials, in particular, weapon-usable, HEU, and separated plutonium, the United States does not have sufficient assurances regarding the locations of materials, says a report from the Department of Energy and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The U.S. agencies rejected recommendations, claiming that keeping a comprehensive inventory would be costly, impractical, and unwarranted.
Don't they do that to other nations? Don't they want to gather intelligence about their uranium stockpiles?
But these are the stuff that we gave other nations. Apparently, the United States gave other nations.
And it would be costly to keep track of it?
Yes.
That makes no sense to me.
So don't buy $70,000 toilets.
If we suspect they've got the stuff, we'll just attack them, apparently.
It's absolutely hysterical to me that the United States is the only country ever to drop a nuclear bomb on another
atomic bomb.
Yeah. Excuse me, but a major...
I think that it's inevitable that some other country will probably try to use some kind of nuclear weapon at some point in the future. The problem is, to me, that... You know, the idea that the United States is going to be a good arbiter of this. That's what the chicken hawks believe. My God, we've got to stop Iran because they're bad. Well, look at this. 16,000
years ago, they were in a war with someone.
I'm not going to say that I really like that. I don't like these extreme, the religious Muslim countries that are out there and doing their thing, but they wouldn't be the way they are if the United States hadn't intervened in their politics in the first place. They probably would have moved along in a much more, normal fashion, moving towards democracy and that kind of thing, rather than going radicalized.
I don't want democracy.
Well,
mob rule.
At this point, it appears to be, as things function, that we move through democracy towards more freedom. I don't know. I don't want it. But I don't think you're going to get freedom in Iran right now either. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hi, I'm Mark Craig Head, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility three-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You've been hearing about bitcoins for a while now. Maybe you didn't know how to get them. Now there's an easy way. You can get bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the U.S., including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Once you have your bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees or third parties getting involved. It works just like a person-to-person cash transaction, but you can do it over the Internet.
It's internet cash. To learn more, visit exchangebitcoins.com. Again, it's exchangebitcoins.com. It's a really great service. Makes what was significantly more difficult a lot easier. Exchangebitcoins.com. Let's go to Captain Ned, calling from Florida, listening on the interwebs. Captain Ned,
hey.
Sorry for dropping you last night by accident.
Day 38, free Ian Freeman.
Day 38, the Ian Freeman incarceration count up.
He's caged like an 800-pound gorilla in the room, you know?
Yeah, he's caged more like a 135-pound gorilla.
Well, I'm going to stick with the 800-pound gorilla in the room. He's from the lowlands of New Hampshire, you know, the free state. Well, yeah, Mark, I was going to congratulate you for being smooth as West Indies rum, but you dropped me the other night, and I got to take that back.
God.
Yeah, but Mark's getting better, though, huh?
You know, the button between putting you on the air and dropping you is about an inch.
He's hovering over it now. Be careful.
It's really
like
a quarter inch.
It's like a taint.
Yeah, it's really
good. I'll tell you what, Michelle, Mark couldn't be smoother than he is right now. It's fantastic.
Hey, what about that song he played earlier from Weird Al Yankovic, right? That's a pro move right there, Mark.
I love Weird Al, man. It's one of the greatest guys ever.
That's a big thanks to Alex, as a matter of fact. The board ops never get their due. I mean, you just can't give them their due. I'm sitting here talking into a microphone. That guy's furiously pushing buttons right now, checking and seeing if the phone lines are working. I mean, he's just creating work for himself just to make sure that things are flowing properly.
Well, that's the way it should be. You know,
indeed.
But anyway, I'd like to agree with Kevin the other night about Building 7.
Okay.
And I know it's a little off topic, but there's no mention of Building 7. What's that?
I say it's Free Talk Live.
Yeah, there's no mention of Building 7 in the 911 commission report.
I've heard that.
And that was a 40-some story building that dropped. No steel frame building has ever dropped from fire. Three dropped that day. But Building 7 is the key to this whole thing.
Well, I think there's some interesting stuff about buildings, and there's some interesting stuff about 9/11, especially about the New York incident, and especially about Building 7. I think that these are interesting things. I just think that as time goes by, it gets less and less relevant.
Well, I don't agree less relevant, because if you look at the guy who was a leaseholder for the whole Trade Center footprint, I believe his name was Silverstein. About a year later, he had a report. They interviewed him on BBC, okay, British Broadcasting, and he said, you know, about 4:30 in the afternoon, after talking to the fire department, we decided to pull Building 7. Then he kind of hesitated. You can go on the internet and watch this guy. He kind of hesitated and said, we decided to pull Building 7. Anybody who knows anything about explosives, it takes a couple weeks to set explosives in a building to pull it. Okay.
Well, as I understand, he went back and, you know, it's been said that they're talking, when they're referring to it, was the team of firefighters that was in the building,
right,
is what he was referring to.
He said, we decided to pull that building. The charges were
decided to pull
in that building.
This one particular statement has been gone over and over and over by folks.
I understand that, but it's very clear. And he looked kind of...
No, he doesn't say pull the building. He said pull it.
Oh, he absolutely said pull the building.
I'm going to have some audio for that.
Like George Bush, he had that simple look on his face like, oh, you got me. And he said, we decided to pull the building. How do you pull a building that's in the middle of a raging inferno in downtown New York City? How do you pull that building? How do you set those charges?
I remember listening to the video. You know, like I can't. You know, I haven't listened to it in a couple of years. But I remember saying, "Huh. Well, I suppose his explanation seems plausible."
No, I
do live radio 3 hours a night, 7 days a week at this point, and I can tell you that sometimes you just kind of say the wrong thing.
Well, he said the wrong thing, but that was exactly what they did. He said, okay, we decided to pull that building, and they had that simple George Bush look.
Okay, so now what? Ned,
well,
I mean, it's 10 years later, and...
I understand that, Michelle, but it's very telling. Building 7 is the total key to that whole operation. I'm not going to get into the towers, but Building 7 is the whole key to that operation. They pulled that building. He admitted they pulled that building. This is the leaseholder for the Trade Center footprint.
So we know that the Gulf of Tonkin is a false flag operation.
Well,
we know that...
And LBJ said, put one of our warships to the bottom of the ocean, and the Russian Navy stood up as the British Air Force tried to put that Navy ship to the bottom of the out of the ocean. They weren't successful. The Russian army stood, the Russian Navy stood there and watched it. These guys do this stuff all the time. They do it right in front of you.
But I'm saying that everybody, you know, I mean, at this point it is relatively common knowledge that this was a false flag operation and no one's been held accountable. There are people alive.
Well, thank you, Mark. Thank you for agreeing with that, because it absolutely, this is a false flag.
I don't know for sure, but I mean, so I've been told.
No, go ahead.
I don't know for certain, but so I've been told. I believe that to be the case.
No, absolutely, because our Air Force was stood off from that. The whole thing was predicated on an Air Force exercise, which was conducted that day.
Darling, what is your point? What would you like to see happen now? You think that someone's going to come forward and say, you know what, it was me?
Michelle, a thorough investigation, young lady.
But who's
going to
investigate?
Well, certainly not the 9/11 Commission, because they right. stood back from it.
Well, I mean, the organization that put together the 9/11 Commission is going to be the organization that puts together the investigation this time.
Well, it's like the JFK assassination. The truth will come out one of these days.
But it won't matter. I mean, the JFK. Well, this was going to be my next example. Is the JFK assassination? Most people in America believe one of the conspiracy theory stories. They do not believe the Warren Commission story. And you still don't have any results. And what my point is,
you believe that idiot Lee Harvey Oswald hit him with a bolt action.
Initially, Captain
three
Ned,
different directions, and please believe what you're free to believe. I mean,
this all stems from me coming out on 9/11 and saying that the 9/11 truth movement is dead, and I'm going to stand by that statement because of, you know, the fact is that the conspiracy theories can circle, they can even get incorporated into society, and they don't matter. It doesn't change anything. Nothing happens as a result. All it is stories that people tell each other.
Well, Mark, just on that statement alone, you're killing me. But go to Dr. Judith Hunt. Where did the towers go? She's got a very thorough examination of what happened to those twin towers. I don't even want to get into that. But Building 7 is key, like Kevin said. That is key to this whole thing.
Okay, but then what, Ned? Then what?
Well,
a commission comes out, a new commission comes out, and
Michelle,
hundreds of thousands of dollars are spent to investigate and everything, and then boom, it's determined that the United States government self-imploded a building and was responsible for the World Trade Center coming down.
Michelle, I'm not necessarily saying the United States government, but a black ops operation was definitely responsible for this whole entire fiasco.
I just don't think it's going to matter if you prove it up to this point. I believe that it's dead. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's live Friday night edition with Mark.
And Jason.
And Michelle.
Check out shop.freetalklive.com. There we have links where you can use two great big internet shopping areas, Newegg and Amazon. And when you do, you can support Free Talk Live doing it. It's shop.freetalklive.com. You'll get the same great service, the same great products, the same great prices that you normally do. Just Free Talk Live will get a little cut in the process. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go straight into the calls. We've got Darren listening to XM. Darren?
Hey, it's a pleasure to speak to you all. I was calling concerning the reflective markers that they require to be put on the back of the Amish's porch
buggies.
I'm a professional driver, and there's many a time I've been driving in the middle of the night, and the only way you can see that black cart there is by that reflector.
Sure.
And if I was to hit it, you can be guaranteed that I'd be held legally liable for it. And God forbid something would happen that would, you know, a spare tire blow out or something go through the windshield. And, you know, so it is putting me at risk, too.
There's some level of risk.
At a certain point, doesn't somebody's... Because it... I'm sorry, driving at night in an all-black vehicle with no reflective markings at all is dumb. Doesn't somebody's stupidity?
It doesn't happen that much. Is my experience living in a for a period of time living in a community near Lancaster, Pennsylvania, that most of the Amish people were off the roads at night. Certainly they'd be out at twilight, which frankly is, as I understand it, a more dangerous time because the sun can be in your eyes and that kind of thing. But this seems to come down to a particular shape of this reflective marker. You don't think that a triangular reflective marker is more effective than, say, a square one or an octagonal one, do you?
No, I think the shape is absolutely irrelevant.
But the government of Tennessee does not think it's irrelevant and is throwing nine men in jail as a result.
And even though they have tape or something.
And I also think that's absolutely ridiculous. They shouldn't be...
Right, it's a really tough scenario. I mean, sadly, I agree with you that you know they've got a responsibility to make themselves seen on the road. At the same time, the government only has one trick, and that trick is threats of incarceration or incarceration.
Yeah.
Yeah. Darren, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yep, pleasure speaking to you all.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Josh in Canada.
Yes. Hey. On the reflective markers, I have seen some buggies. I've been through several states. I'm a truck driver.
Thank you for your service. I said thank you for your service.
That's Mark's little thing instead of, you know, the troops, whatever.
He can't hear. He's on a cell phone.
Oh.
Josh, all I was saying is I really do believe the truck drivers keep America rolling. Go on.
They do. Without trucks, America stops. All it would take is about 3 days and every single gas station, grocery store, and everything else would be shut down. But on the buggies in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Tennessee, all over the place. I have seen some with red and white reflective tape that they use on the trucks.
Yep.
I have seen that on buggies. I've also seen headlights and taillights on the buggies.
Yep, they've got different.
I don't know how they're powered, but, I mean, they have full headlights.
Sure. And the thing is they've got old order Amish, new order Amish, and then there's this particular, I can't remember what the name was, but the Strichenbergers or something like that, who are even, that make the old order Amish look like rocket scientists. I mean, you know, they've got these different folks that believe different stuff, and I think that it's their responsibility to make themselves, as reflective as possible, but I've never heard of the Amish suing anybody.
Yeah, I mean,
nor have the Amish asked anyone to change laws to revolve around or cater to them. They leave people alone. They simply want to be left alone.
They should make their buggies out of paper so that when you hit them, they don't make a dent or whatever.
Well, I mean, most of the roads I've seen them on, they have humongous shoulders. I mean, you could probably drive two vehicles on the shoulder, and that's where they ride on. And the ones on the road is the ones I've seen with the headlights and the taillights.
Hmm.
Just sitting there trotting down the road.
Wow. Well, thanks for the update. I appreciate it, Josh.
All right.
Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Ian Freeman calling from the Cheshire County Correctional Facility. Ian, how's your love life?
Oh, Mark, stop that. Hi, Ian.
What's up, Ian?
I've got
that.
Lots of love in here. This is a good place to be if you're going to be in jail. The guards are, for the most part, are friendly and respectful, and most of the inmates are as well, from my experience. But all is well here. Nice to hear you guys, and just tuning in here as I've been on hold listening to the topic, because unfortunately I can't listen via any method while you're behind bars except for the radio, which at this time there's no radio signal that's cutting into this particular prison.
You can't even get 12, you can't get anything in there? Like the radio will not pick up anything?
No, I can get some stations, but you guys aren't on in game during the week.
Right, so you can listen to the Saturday Night Show?
In theory, I could do that.
So you have
baseball,
it. You're just so busy.
Baseball gets baseball
Mark,
gets in the way.
Enough. Lay off of him, Ian.
Oh, Ian's got it so tough sitting in there dishing out eggs to convicts and reading books.
Oh, God.
Yeah, actually, I was going to talk about one of my books, but let me see if I've got straight what's going on here. First, you're saying that they're putting nine Amish people in jail for not having the right shape reflective tape?
Nine Amish men were arrested. Eight are currently in jail. One was a concerned citizen, bailed one out because the man's son is ill with cerebral palsy, and the man's, you know, needed at home to take care of that young man, and so the other eight are sitting, and they're refusing to pay any fines or penalties.
The old order Amish are very systemic, and they believe that it's how you live your life is how you're going to get to heaven. It's not about a relationship with God.
Most people in the world think that.
Well, and it would seem like a pretty good arbiter. I would think that just asking forgiveness isn't a particularly good way to decide who's good and who's bad. But their concern really is heaven or hell. This is an eternal issue for them.
Yeah, I mean, it's just they're an incredible group of folks from what I've seen as far as their dedication to what they believe in. If only more people in this country and around the world had that level of dedication just to make a stand like that is incredibly inspirational.
Speaking of dedication or lack thereof, I just want to let you know that Curtis took a deal.
Oh, The gentleman that was arrested for smoking some marijuana or passing a joint. This was back at the Nashua 420 that happened. It was a big celebration.
0.46
And he was looking at a felony. So I mean, I don't blame somebody for cutting a deal. If that's what they feel they have to do to feel good. Obviously, a lot of people are incentivized to take that plea deal. It can be pretty scary if you're facing something like 15 years. In prison. And in my case, had I taken the deal, I would have gotten a lower sentence. So they punished me with a 50% higher sentence because I didn't take the plea deal. But they're trying to send a message saying, hey, you know, you should take the plea deal. Look what we did to Ian Freeman. But on the other hand, that means that they're pretty nervous, I think, about the idea of people not taking the plea because they must know that it's a very powerful thing to make a stand, go to trial, and not take that plea deal because it just makes it so they've got to load up on court cases at the court. I mean, imagine if 10% of people who got parking tickets, for instance, would not take.
Yep.
It'd change everything.
Yep.
So you probably heard that Derek was released, he was able to speak at Free Speech Friday today after 4 p.m., and he gave a talk about don't take the plea deal and passed out literature to the people that were in attendance.
Courage is incredible. I mean, the guy's been arrested three times just this summer. He's a relatively new mover here to the Keene area in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And not only is he just a really nice guy and incredibly likable, but he's also someone to look up to, I think.
Yeah, and he's a great activist, and the city of Keene is going to have a lot on their hands dealing with him. He's going to really prepare and really bring it to him.
I'll see you Monday for your trial.
I've got a book review if you guys don't mind.
Okay, hold the line, 855-453, and get past Ian. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Just pick it on him.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. When I started Samuel Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. I know people need help when pursuing a great idea. That's why we started Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help people get their small businesses off the ground. When you enjoy the unmistakable taste of a Boston Lager, a beer that started in my kitchen, know you're helping someone else chase their dream. I'll drink to that.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Be responsible.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414.
Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. I don't know why I'm giving that out. I think we're loaded up here with calls. Let's talk about the AMP program here real quick. We'll bring back Ian. Tell us about the AMP program, Ian.
Well, it's a way for listeners to get behind the show. It's AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, so to help get Free Talk Live in more ears around the world and get some perks at the same time. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. And I'll try to be brief here on the remainder here on what I wanted to cover, since you've got some folks holding. Real quick, did you guys talk at all about the latest on the chalking trials in Manchester?
We have not.
Okay, so as you know, if you've been listening for a little while, there were a bunch of arrests that happened in Manchester, New Hampshire, over the summer for chalking. There were some activists that were protesting police brutality at the police station in Manchester, and they were doing what, you know, a lot of kids do, chalking on the sidewalk.
Including Kate, who just completely rocked her defense, I heard, and was really phenomenal.
Yeah, Kate actually had come in. They arrested like 8 people, confiscated video cameras. It was just a crazy day as far as in the history of liberty activism thus far up here in New Hampshire. But Kate was her trial was first. She's been the only one who's been on trial thus far. And all these folks are facing misdemeanor charges. So, I mean, they're looking at a year, maybe more, in jail because a lot of them have multiple charges. And I think Kate herself has like 3 or 4 different misdemeanor charges that she's looking at. She went to trial in front of a judge in Manchester. And according to her, the judge took it under advisement. And it did sound like she did a really great job considering it was her first time ever defending herself in a court. And so the judge took it under advisement. And every time I've seen that happen, and maybe I'm misremembering, but I feel like at least 9 times out of 10, whenever a man in a robe says he's going to take it under advisement and issue a ruling later, the ruling turns out to be not guilty. And so I'm hoping that's what happens in her case. And hopefully that'll happen in other folks' cases as well. But it's interesting when they do this, and I think it's because they don't want to be seen in public finding somebody not guilty. They want it to be written down somewhere,
sure,
and quietly nailed out. Or in my case, in my parking ticket trial, they didn't even mail me anything about it. The guy said he's going to take it under advisement. 3 weeks went by, and I thought to myself, whoa, what the hell's going on with this trial? And so I had to go into the court, open up my case file, and actually look in there to see what happened. And all he did was check a little not guilty box on the back of the complaint form, and that was the end of that. They never even bothered to send me notice of what happened with that not guilty. So it's like they just want to push any not guilties under the rug as much as possible. So that's the latest on the chalking situation. Also, I've got some books in here. Some folks have sent me books, which has been great. Thankfully, they haven't tended to come too quickly because they have a rule that restricts how many books I can have at a time. But I've got some graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, and I know that we've talked about Escape from Terror, which I actually have. I haven't started reading that one yet.
I have it, too. That's great.
but I read one called Lemieux. Have you read that one?
Lemieux is awesome. You know, I haven't talked about it in quite some time, but it's really...
I don't recall ever talking about it.
It's a compelling story. You can go to bigheadpress.com, and you can read it for free online. I read it in one sitting.
Yeah, I would have read it in one sitting, but I started it pretty late last night. I had to be up at 5 this morning to work in the kitchen, and so I finished it up today. It blew me away.
He's not sitting around eating and reading, Mark.
No, he's looking at dirty pictures, too.
Lemieux blew me away. I mean, it's like somewhat liberty-oriented story with a heroine who is kind of this metaphysical superhero, which was like really a twist I didn't expect.
Was she kind of like your girl from Sucker Punch?
No, not really. I'm not going to get into how it's metaphysical, but it's very interesting. And
it's
like a mature comic, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it's really great. The the worst part about it is it doesn't continue on. It's not serial. It's a complete story.
Yeah, I can see how you could look at that as a bad thing, and I certainly would have loved to have seen more Lemieux. But on the other hand,
it won't jump the shark.
Right. It won't jump the shark. It's well contained. It ends in a very good way, and I highly recommend Lemieux, which is available at bigheadpress.com.
Yep.
So thank you to whoever sent that to me. At this point, they aren't giving me receipts with my book. They started doing that, but then they stopped for some reason. So I had no idea who's sending these things to me. So thank you.
So Ian,
that was great.
A quick question. People in the chat want to know if you've gained any weight since you're getting 3 meals a day.
He always ate 3 meals.
Maybe a little bit, but I had put on a little bit anyway within the last 6 or so months.
And is your hair getting longer?
I'm up to like 142 now with clothes on. So.
a lot of facial hair.
Yeah. Oh, do you have any a lot of hair on your head too?
Yeah, I've been letting my hair grow out. A lot of these guys shave all the time in here, and I figure I'm in jail.
I'm going to reach out Monday when I see you over at Superior Court, and I'm going to touch your hair.
You won't be able to. I'll be there by video.
No.
It's not a trial. It's some sort of a preliminary thing.
You can rub the top of the TV set.
There's all kinds of details there. Anyway, y'all, hey, I'll let you get back to your show with your folks that are waiting patiently, and thank you so much, and see you soon.
Thanks for the call.
Care,
let's go to Rob in New Jersey. Rob?
Hi.
Hello, Rob.
Thanks for taking my call. Hello. So I'm a new listener. This is my first time calling in.
Okay.
I was listening to... an archive show earlier today, and somebody was talking about a movie Contagion that I just saw recently.
Yeah, it was a couple of nights ago, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so I know a lot of people were pointing out, I've heard it from other friends of mine too, that's full of a lot of statist propaganda, and I probably agree with most of that, but I thought there were two really good points I wanted to point out that I think are good teachable points about liberty. And the first one was in free markets. And the first one was when they first discovered, this outbreak and this pandemic gets loose and they're trying to develop a vaccine, and the Center for Disease Control is unable to, culture this, and all the cells they try putting the virus in are dying. And there's this one doctor who's working on it, and he senses he's really close to breaking through, and then someone from the CDC comes in and says, oh, this is too dangerous, you can't work in it, work on it in this lab, it's not up to these specifications, you have to destroy all your samples, we're going to work on it because the CDC is the only place that has the proper equipment.
It does show how the government will often insert itself into a situation where somebody who's just acting freely, trying to help people, goes in and destroys.
Has found remedy to something, and then they undermine it.
Right. Right, exactly. And so this guy basically sends the staff home. Some people offer. They're like, oh, well, we can take care of that. It's easy. We'll destroy it. And he's like, no, I'll do it. And sends all the staff home, and he just basically locks himself down in his lab and starts working. And he figures it out. He finds these cells that he can culture the virus in, and he develops this vaccine.
Yay, free market. What's the other one?
Exactly. So then he's destroyed that.
Yeah, that is important. It's an important aspect because once you remove the profit incentive from the situation, as it is generally in the government, then you only have the sort of I'll take credit for that incentive.
Right.
In the marketplace, many times you'll see that situation split. The boss will take credit, but the employee will get the spiff or something like that. And I'm not saying that doesn't happen in the marketplace where the boss will take the credit and didn't get the spiff. I'm just saying that, you know, you take out one of those incentives and you get people, they can get a little nastier.
Right. So, and then the second instance is a couple weeks later after things have really gotten bad and there's a lot of sick people running around and there's looting and rioting and all this. And Matt Damon is in his bedroom at night and he hears, you know, loud noise and he looks at his window to his neighbor's house and sees flashes and he sees their gunshots and then a couple guys run out after, you know, looting the place. And then he calls 911 and he gets this automated response from 911 that says, oh, due to the high volume of calls, we're right. unable to take your call.
Yeah.
So then they route him through this automated thing. He just, you know, he hangs up and basically, you know, locks himself into his house. And then the next thing that they show after that is the next morning he starts going through houses and he finds a gun.
Interesting. You know, that it shows that, you know, when it comes down to it, the government isn't going to protect you. It's you. And this is true everywhere. Right. I'm not saying that I wouldn't call the police if certain situations happened. I think that they're, you know, they can be valuable in that circumstance. But the first line of defense for you and your family is you. When, you know, when seconds counts, the cops are only minutes away, right? In my town, they could be an hour away. And they have no responsibility. They've been, you know, over and over again proven, you know, the Supreme Court has many, many rulings. The Supreme Court has many rulings proving that the government doesn't have any responsibility to protect you. If you think the government's going to protect you, they don't have to. It's just something you're hoping for.
Thanks for the call, Rob.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for taking it. Bye. Thanks. Have a good night, guys.
It's been Free Talk Live with you, Mark,
Jason,
and Michelle.
It's nice to hear from Ian. I sincerely hope he gets out. We're on day 38 here of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up, and I would love for him to get out and get back to work. I think I'm going to take a vacation.
Nice.
Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.